Hey, Ash.
Hey, Jessamyn.
How are you doing?
Good. I think I'm deep in thought today, and that's it's not good or bad, yeah. But I feel fine.
Yeah, totally.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. This is a little bit of a different show format for us. Usually we do like our whole like, what's new in paradise? How you doing? What's a trivia question? Like,
do you still love me?
Favorite thing? Do you still love me? Do you hate me? All the shit. We're not going to do that today. We're just going to talk about one topic that has been on our minds a little bit and / that came up in conversation in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And that topic today is...
Drumroll.
Are you going to do a drum roll or?
No. Silent, excuse me. Silent drum roll.
Oh, cute. Okay. Ghosting. Okay. I brought this up because ghosting is something that I am a ghoster. I'm a ghost. Okay. I am someone who has ghosted many people of all types of relationships, sexual, professional, personal, familial. I be ghosting people, and I have stopped doing it in the last couple years over time in the same way. And I think largely I'm really trying to stop doing it in general because I have finally started to understand why people don't like it. But you are someone who I think has always had a different opinion about ghosting. And so I thought it would be cool to talk to you about it and see like where we differ, because this is like a hot button topic.
Well, you know, I just am so struck, almost overwhelmed by the fact that people who are in your position are rarely in this position of being like, hey, so I know this is a thing I do and not just like how you handle stuff. Or, you know what I mean? Like you see that there's your way and there's other people's way and maybe sometimes it's good for this and whatever. I just feel like I've never met somebody who chronically dips out, French exits relationships. Being like, yeah, so I do this.
Yeah.
And maybe it impacts people.
Well, it's not like I'm trying to hurt anyone's feelings or like that I'm even, it's really coming from a fear of rejection. Mm. I'm afraid of being rejected. I'm afraid that someone is going to not like me or be like, and cast me aside. Mm-hmm. And so to prevent that, I ghost them, I step away from them. Mm. And this is something that I think is, whenever my friends, because I'm usually friends with people who get ghosted or like something happens and they're like, why didn't this person just say that like they don't want to talk to me anymore? Like they got something else going on or whatever. And they're like, because they thought that was a shitty thing to say and they didn't want to say it. And they felt like if they said it to you, that maybe you wouldn't like them or maybe it would like be me. I mean, I'm guessing, but like that they felt like, you know, oh my God, I'm scared of what I'm scared. And the people who don't get this are people who are not scared. Erica Hart and I had a whole thing about ghosting one time because she's like, I just don't understand. Like, I literally don't know why this person is not talking to me. And I was like, it's because, you know, they don't want to, like, they're scared. And she's like, oh, I never thought of it that way because she's not scared. Mm-hmm. So, like, that. It's just such a fundamental difference in life experience. And it's not because we're trying to like hurt each other. It's because we're different astrologically. It's in the stars.
Sure, different.
It's not personal.
The difference in feeling is not the same as like determining a behavior. And so for me, you know, what's funny is that I was making out with a Cancer one time in Durham. Mm-hmm. And they asked me about my constellation. And I had just started dating you. And they were like, oh, yeah, we made out one time. She ghosted me.
Who? Oh.
So the fact, I mean, taking into account that Durham's small and it's not that small. It's less small all the time.
It's hard out here for Black queers. The thing about it is you might end up making out with everybody. This person, man.
Well, this person's a Cancer and has big feelings just like we all do.
Man, Cancers don't.
She's fine as fuck.
No, she is. Oh, my God. Oh, this person is so fucking fine. I mean, for real. Oh, that's why I had
me
to
up on the
that's
dance what... floor. She picked me up.
Bitch, I know that must have been what's happening. We literally, no. That's
how are you to pick me up?
That's what I'm talking about that person. Oh, my God. Locks, she is so sexy.
Curvy.
Oh, my God. She didn't have locks back then when it was happening to me.
She doesn't technically now.
But I don't know anything about what she does now. I don't really care. And you, she's literally your metamorph, technically.
No.
Long term. Oh, I guess y'all aren't. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is
the community is still very small.
The point is I ghosted this person.
So like my intro, it's not even my intro because, you know, we were friends before and you low key. Okay. Ooh, I got it. Ooh, I think I got it. Here's what it is. This is what I think it is. People don't ghost me. You know what I mean? And or I don't you see not it that way. Ghosted. Well, it's not even like that. It's like you and I remember our first summer of extreme flirtation and building. You tried to kiss me and I said, I'm monogamous and I can't do that. And I don't want to do that with you. And I don't want to treat you like that. And you didn't hear it that way. And that's okay. But I didn't let you go. You would have at that moment never talked to me again. True or untrue. But I followed up in sweet ways, really? In good ways, in loving ways.
I thought we just like were in community. And
we were, but like,
it.
You know, but who did no, you keep oh it God, with baby. That summer?
The way you know that you want to avoid people? No, the way that you were like, you literally gave me cheek when I was going in for mouth. And you literally were like, I'm good. You know, like essentially.
I did not say I'm good. That was I held you close and I said, I can't do this now.
Okay. Yeah.
And you said, okay. And you walked away. I was like, no don't walk away. And you were like,
bullshit. I was like, oh, okay. No, but I mean, it wasn't, but you know.
I wanted you.
Yeah. But had I been left to my own devices in terms of spending time with people, I definitely would not have sought out spending time with you.
Never. Mm-hmm. You would have avoided the shit out of me. And so I just feel like it was definitely intentional on my part to find myself where you were, to like, if somebody was like, oh yeah, I'm going to this thing, specifically the person who introduced us was like our main link, I would say at that time. And I'd be like, is Jessamine going to be there? And if they said even sort of yes, you know what I'm saying? I heard your 27th birthday party was happening at a public bar and I went. You did not invite me.
No, but like you'd be there and I'd be like, man, she just happens.
You'd
like,
dance with me.
Well, yeah, because you're fine as hell. And I was like, obviously, so, I like you.
It's not that I wanted you to think a certain thing or another thing. I just didn't want you to stop thinking about me.
Now, I have so much more compassion for you and your new relationship energy now, remembering us in the beginning of our relationship and like over that period of years. This is helpful. Please keep going.
Oh, okay. So, so that's my thing about, so I don't feel like I've received a lot of ghosting. I don't feel like ghosting is necessary for me because I'll just tell you. Dang, I wonder if there's somebody listening to this who's going to be like, bitch, you ghosted me.
You've definitely ghosted people. God damn it. You probably ghosting somebody right
literally.
Now.
Literally.
You keeping a Rolodex so damn thick.
Look, you need to stop. I have a broad community.
That's a way to say
that. That is a way to say that. I love that. I didn't even mean that poetic. That way, but, you know, like, that's what they call
like
me.
Like an Oscar Wilde ass.
So,
You don't like intentionally ghost.
Certainly
you ghost because your here's Rolodex gets thick.
No,
and
it's that's not it, bro. Look, if I'm talking to somebody and we're flirting or whatever, if you made this like scale of like if we've made out, that's one level. If we're flirting, I don't know you. If we've never even met in person,
literally,
we are not. You won't need. There's not. But there's nuance there. I think there is accountability sometimes when you're like, no, like me and this person like talk. Like if they stop talking to me, I'd be like, what? If I stopped talking to them, it'd be kind of like, what? And it's not necessarily defined as one thing or another, but you know the accountability is there. You know the patterns you're creating with them, enjoying, looking forward to, whatever. And you know the absence. If you let yourself connect with somebody else, I feel like you can tell it doesn't feel good. And I'm literally right now, I'm in a space where I'm like, when I have to take space or when I feel like my wellness is not having enough room to breathe in a circumstance or in a relationship with somebody and I have to take space, I do my best to say everything that I know how to.
Yeah, you do.
Everything that is kind.
Literally.
Or everything that I know how to in a kind way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think people have different backgrounds, have different communication styles, different appreciations for a directness. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, thank you for being poetic and letting it come out sweet. I hear you. Don't say anymore. Because they don't want to hear like why or whatever.
Yeah.
And some people are like, you know, they can just take the fact that maybe it's the wrong timing or maybe we're not compatible or maybe this thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just don't want to, they don't want the depths of my analysis.
Yeah.
Some people are like, tell me what the fuck. Line Libra, three, Capricorn. Item seven. I need to know what your opinion was on that right now and why that is why we're not together anymore. And I'm just like,
I can offer you that.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini moon.
Totally.
So look.
And a Virgo rising.
I think what happens in this circumstance is like deep down in your heart, are you being avoided or not? That's the question with ghosting. Oh. Because people who don't like being ghosted, because I've been ghosted. I have been ghosted on people who aren't so close or like people who I'm fucking with or whatever, but gets too much. They don't want to talk, whatever. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, I need to have my shit. I need to have a friend I can have a beer with, or you know what I mean? Like, I need to like be able to make it after somebody doesn't want to be around me anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like in those ways, there is something about even just impulsiveness where I'm like mad at the ghosting momentarily before I remember I could be doing something else. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's a quickness I move with that makes that kind of thing not as impactful. I don't dwell on what my deficiencies are that this person doesn't want to kick it with me no more. Mm-hmm. And place of privilege, I recognize that hasn't happened that often to me. Mm-hmm. And so, but then again, I'm privileged. There's a way that I am that it's like, I perceive things in certain ways. I know that sometimes I need to get out of things quick because I've realized something about myself or I don't feel safe. All of that happens a lot for me. Mm-hmm. And if people don't understand that, like, that cannot be how I live my life. However, I think I can share as much as I know in as thoughtful a way as possible. Because if at least fucking, I need to know enough about how I could communicate with you at minimum that I could figure out how to say, like, I don't want to be fucking no more.
Yes.
And that's my responsibility. If I'm not doing that, I don't think I get the privilege of fucking and like being with people and getting to have folks influence my life and pleasure and thoughts and
it's
genius.
It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of being friendship.
You gotta say stuff to folks. I don't think ghosting's okay, but I also know why people do it. But your fear of rejection can't be a lifelong reason for not treating people well. Not yours, anyone's.
No, but yeah, totally.
So I think that's what it is for me, is that there's a goodness, like there's a respect of humanity and feelings and emotions that you know you have had, that you can like, it's empathy. We've talked about empathy on the show. It's just being like, dang, I know that would fucking suck. I'd rather be like straight up.
The other side of the empathy is fear of the pain. So like you and Aries, you run toward the pain.
Well, because then it's over.
Some of us run away from the pain and you try to like hide from the pain. So that feeling it empathetically, you say, you're like, it's going to feel this way. I don't want to make you feel
it's
this
gonna
way.
It's going to be over soon if I say it like this.
It hurts. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's
goddamn
what I do for me.
That is one of
that's
the things right. that is most, I was just, everything you were saying, I was like, bitch, I'm about to save this podcast to listen to anytime I feel like ghosting somebody because it really does come down to stuff like this. And like people take it so personally.
That's the other thing. You can't take it personally. I mean, at the same time, do good by folks. Don't take it personally when they don't do good by you because there's a reason. It's not your business. It certainly has nothing to do with
your
worth or value.
Yeah.
You can't change it. You can't fix them. You can only soothe yourself in your pain and grief, which will come, which is necessary to be alive.
Drop page. That's it. I feel like I got nothing else to say about that. I mean, like,
well,
there's more
about,
to say, but yeah. I just feel like that's the thesis.
Do you have a okay, I want to hear a story
of a time that
I was ghosted
or got ghosted.
A story of when you learned more about ghosting. Like, what was the feeling? What was the circumstance? What was the texture of it? What did it taste like?
The most notable thing that has happened is a accumulation of events that I don't remember all the different specifics of it, but it's been over the last couple years hearing more people that I love talk about how much it has pained them and hurt them to have someone not reply to them. And then also, and this is how it always works, I have been ghosted in some situations where it has made me feel sad and hurt. And I felt like, I don't want to make someone feel like this. I could just tell them, you know, because it does suck to read that email or to get that text or to hear from someone or to receive in person the most intense.
Definitely.
But also I think actually can be the best sometimes. But digital communication is hard, getting ghosted.
Just toneless.
Yeah. To receive something hard. Yeah. But, regardless, that pain is so much better than the pain of not knowing or to just like be dragging it out or to feel like someone didn't even care enough to find the words.
It's a respect thing. I'm just like, what was
it? It comes down to respect, but it's coming from a lack of respect for the self.
Oh,
it's feeling like I can't respect myself. So how the fuck it doesn't even occur to you respecting.
It does not occur to you. It's not a thing in your head.
No.
Damn.
It's not personal. So I feel like that has been a big part of it for me as well. But
Now I'm just really stuck on like who might be hearing this and saying like, Ash, fuck you.
No, there's somebody.
You're a
ghost
or bitch. Yeah. I really don't want to be.
Everybody
come through, because I would really love to talk to you about whatever happens.
There's always shit that happens that it's like, you know what? I just don't have the time to deal with this. I don't have the space to deal with this.
Yeah,
and silence is an answer. That's okay. Right. I told you what was
it's
up.
Just nuanced.
And if you need for me to tell you, I can tell you for real. That's how I've always, that's been my like, well, you know what, whatever. That's been that response part of me for years up until this point. Feeling like, you know, silence is an answer.
Yeah.
And you can't.
You taught
know.
Me that though. I feel like I've been like, in my life mostly, and this is about controlling other people, I've been like, but I asked you for an answer.
Really, and I gave you one.
Right. And you taught me that silence is an answer in a way that I literally, it didn't occur to me. That's honestly, it really didn't occur to me. It felt like and ideally for me, I'm not developing a lot of relationships with people who answer me with silence just because of my personal background. Maybe some people totally. Like that. You know what I mean? But I think that needs to be taken into account that that's not for everybody. And so you just got to cultivate your spaces. And if you love people who do silence as the answer, like understand how much of them you can want, how much of them feels good to you to want. If you say, hey, I really love you for you to come to my birthday party next week. Like, what do you think? I need to know numbers. They just don't get back to you. Don't want them there.
That's it. Ooh, a word.
Figure out how you can stop wanting them there.
Literally.
Because if they come, if they don't, if they come, it's bonus at that point.
Literally.
If they don't come, you're fine. This is easier said than done.
That's it.
Your world is bigger than that.
I feel you.
Your birthday is so much more important than whether or not that person wanted to come. That's what I mean. And
that's
just
exactly
know that.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you. Let's get up out of here. This is a shorter episode than usual, and we are
this
is fun, right?
You're
yeah.
the best. I love you.
I feel very strongly toward you also. No, I'm in love with you. If you have any questions for us that you want us to try to get to before we're back from summer break, hit us at dearjessamine.com, and you can find us on social media all throughout this break at dearjessamine, and then individually at She's Ash Danger Phoenix, and I am. My name is Jessamine.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, peace. I have to pee so bad.
See you.
Bye.
Have y'all been ghosted? Are you the ghost? Head on over to our Instagram at Dear Jessamine and let us know your thoughts.